Call Back the Past.
And now, over to your editor, Percy Seath.
Thank you, and good evening.
It was then a few minutes past 10 o'clock. On the next pass, the ship's list was at 50 degrees. Her funnels were taking water. Then down further at the bow, the boiling green foam increasing. 3 minutes later, the Andrea Doria settled gracefully below the smooth Atlantic. A terrible sight to see. A Navy commander had tears in his eyes. Nobody felt anything but an awful helplessness. There was one thing to be thankful for. The loss of life was not nearly as great as it might have been. At 10:09, it was all over. The Andrea Doria was gone.
An eyewitness report of the collision of the ocean liner Stockholm and the Andrea Doria in 1956. Sudan became independent that year, as did Tunisia and Morocco. The IRA staged border raids into Ulster. Archbishop Macarius was expelled to the Seychelles after terrorism in Cyprus, and Fidel Castro landed in Cuba with a small force intent on overthrowing the Batista regime. A more peaceful sound came from the island of Jamaica as Henry Belafonte popularized the calypso.
Every time I'm away from Liza, water come to me, Every time I'm away from Liza, water come to me, Come back, Liza, come back, girl, wipe the tear from me, Come back, Liza, come back, girl, wipe the tear from me, I remember when love was new, water come to me, There was one, but now there's two. Water come to me, Come back, Liza, come back, girl. Wipe the tear from me, Come back, Liza, come back, girl. Wipe the tear from me, When the evening starts to fall, water come to me, I need to hear my Liza's call. Water come to me, Come back, Liza, come back, girl. Wipe the tear from me, Come back, Liza, come back, girl. Wipe the tear from me, Standing there in the marketplace, water.
Harry Belafonte with that recording of 1956.
First and foremost, to stop the fight, to separate the army, and to make sure that there's no more fighting. We've stepped in because the United Nations couldn't do so in time. If the United Nations will take over this police action, we shall welcome it. Indeed, we propose that course to them. And police action means not only to end the fighting now, but also to bring a lasting peace to an area which for 10 years has lived or tried to live under the constant threat of war.
Sir Anthony's predecessor, Winston Churchill, was more concerned with getting his History of the English-Speaking Peoples published in 1956. This book was joined on the shelves by Profiles Encouraged by a future United States President, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Among the fiction of 1956, Francois Sagan's A Certain Smile, Colin Wilson's The Outsider, and The Sleepless Moon by H.E. Bates. And in 1956, Guy Mitchell was singing the blues.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying. Everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. But well, I never felt more like a run.
should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
A peaceful student procession in Hungary to protest the appointment of hardline communist Prime Minister Gyero was fired on by police in 1956. Rebellion flared and moderate Imre Nagy was recalled and Soviet troops withdrawn. When Nagy took Hungary out of the Warsaw Pact, Soviet troops returned and all further resistance was crushed. Nagy appealed to the world.
In the early hours of the morning, Soviet troops had started an attack against the Hungarian capital with the apparent purpose of overthrowing the local democratic government of the country. Our troops are engaged in battle with the Soviet forces. The government is in its place. This is my message to the Hungarian people and to the whole world.
Nagy's plea fell on deaf ears. He was eventually executed and some 150,000 refugees fled to various parts of the world, including South Africa, where all Russian consulates were ordered to close and withdraw by the South African government. At tennis, the names were Hoad and Rosewall, while the 1956 Olympic Games in Melbourne proved a triumph for Vladimir Kutz, who captured the 5,000 and 10,000 meter titles. The water polo match between Russia and Hungary turned into a literal bloodbath. A 1956 Australian newsreel.
But political events in Europe have cast a dark shadow over the festive Olympic atmosphere. In Hungary, Russian forces have ruthlessly crushed the anti-communist rebellion. Hungarians across the country now mourn their dead. At the Olympic swimming stadium, invasion hostilities this week found a strange battleground when Russia played Hungary in a semi-final of the water polo. These world-exclusive CineNews pictures show the brutal encounter that quickly developed in the game.
Plays of 1956, Brendan Behan's The Queer Fellow, Waltz of the Toreadors by Jean Anouilh, Long Day's Journey Into Night by Eugene O'Neill, a posthumous production, and the start of the new wave of English plays with John Osborne's Look Back in Anger. On the movie scene, this song from High Society.
Just dig that scenery floating by. We're now approaching Newport, Rhode Island. We've been for years in variety. Charlie Knickerbocker, now we're going to be in high, high, so high society, high society. I wanna play for my former pal. He runs the local dance festival. His name is Dexter and he's good news. Something kinda tells me that boy is nursing the blues. And high, high, high society, high society, high society, high, high, high society, high society.
As Louis Armstrong predicted, one of the stars of the movie, Grace Kelly, really did enter into high society in 1956 when she married Prince Rainier of Monaco. Other movies, The King and I, Around the World in 80 Days, The Ten Commandments, The Man with the Golden Arm, War and Peace, Giant, and Moby Dick, which starred Gregory Peck.
You're to look for the white whale. A whale as white, as big as a mountain of snow. Aye, like corkscrews. He's struck full of harpoons, man. And his spout is a big one, like a whole shock of wheat. And he fan tails like a broken jib in a storm. Death, men, you've seen him. It's Moby Dick.
Captain Ahab, was it not Moby Dick took off thy leg?
Tore my soul and body until they bled into each other.
Russian Premier Nikita Khrushchev startled the world by denouncing Stalin in 1956. Meanwhile, the Russian fleet paid a courtesy visit to Portsmouth. The visit coincided with the disappearance of Frogman Commander Buster Crabbe, a mystery which has never been satisfactorily solved. The Middle East and Hungary were not the only trouble spots in 1956. The Polish people also showed their resistance to hardline communism from Moscow.
I was in the fairground. I saw crowds running from bullets. We actually saw the bullets cutting through the grass in places. We saw truckloads of armed rioters going to the scene of the disturbance. They were armed, they had new rifles, and some of them had Molotov cocktails with them. They were short of bread, they were short of butter, they wanted more freedom. They had slogans about bread, about butter, about freedom, and they also sat down with the Russians.
The Polish Uprising of 1956.
For principles and ideals, my friends, I conclude with a pledge. With whatever talent the good God has given me, with whatever strength there is within me, I will continue.
Call Back the Past is devised and presented by Percy Seif. Listen again next week at the same time to the events and voices of yesteryear, when we invite you to join us while we call back the past.
Call Back the Past comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.